So I guess we're all back. So I will go ahead and start focusing on this first aggregate of form. And so just sort of a quick reminder, since Steve didn't really get to do his introduction, the five aggregates are form, feeling, perception, mental formations, and consciousness. And
Can
you
you
can,
could you name those again more a
yeah.
little bit more slowly?
Yeah, and you will hear all about them, so no
Okay.
worries. Form, feeling, which is vedana's feeling tone, perception, mental formations, and consciousness.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So you can think of form as more like the objects that we come in contact with. And then the other four aggregates are sort of the main kinds of stuff that goes on in the mind as a result of that contact. And so all of these things associated with these aggregates, all of it happens automatically as part of our mental processes, so there's nothing wrong with it and no need to stop these things from happening. But as Steve said, we very easily get caught up in these aggregates, identifying with them, clinging to them, and allowing them to kind of congeal in a sense of me that seems a lot more solid than it really is. So we'll go through each of these and then start first, as I said, with this aggregate of form. So form is, the physical world or other objects that we come in contact. So it includes our own form, the body itself. And also, it includes the different objects we come in contact with through our senses, things that we touch, that we hear, that we smell, and so on. And this is a really great place to start our examination of the five aggregates because it's a familiar place. And I think, as many of you know, form or the body and physical objects the body experience isn't just this first of the five aggregates, it's also the first foundation of mindfulness. So it's where we really begin our meditation practice. And for everybody that has taken basic meditation class, we know that that's where we start with the body, with the sensations of the breath, feeling the body sitting, feeling movement in the body, noticing, seeing, hearing, tasting, smelling. We start with form and with the body, and with that, we come into contact with what's happening now in the present moment. And in the Satipatthana Sutta, the Buddha gives us instructions on how to work with the five aggregates in the section of the Sutta on Dhammas, including form. And he suggests that what we do with these aggregates is, to recognize them and then to be mindful of the arising and the passing of each one. So for form, part of our exploration is to just experience, just as it is, the body and what we experience in our contact through the physical senses. We sit down, we know the body is sitting, and then we notice our experience. A variety of sensations: heat, coolness, throbbing, aching, pulsing, air coming in and out of the body, moisture, all of these things that we're all familiar with if we've done sitting meditation. And we see too that these sensations come and go. These sensations change, and we really don't have a whole lot of control about which sensations arise and which don't. And we see too that even those sensations that we're tempted to label as one thing, like for example, pain, we notice it and we say, oh, pain. We look at these and we see that they're not just one thing. There's a whole range of sensations in what we might call pain. So in this exploration, we start to see that our view of the body might change from a solid thing we call my body to this collection of sensations. So it's something that isn't all that solid at all, and it doesn't really feel that much like mine either, because there's all this stuff coming and going. So when we do what the Buddha instructed and recognize the body as form, we also notice all of this changeability arising and passing of our different experiences of this body. And we also see that maybe it isn't quite me or mine or what I am in the way that we assumed it to be. And the same thing happens when we come in contact with other forms through our other senses, through hearing, seeing, smelling, tasting, touching. When we pay attention, we also see with these, oh, this sensation arises, it's here for a while, it changes, it goes away, something else comes along. So we get a sense of seeing how impermanent and changeable our other kinds of physical experiences are. And, you know, we know that in meditation there are times when we really are simply there, mindful of our body experiences arising, changing, passing. But we also know that that isn't always what is going on in our experience. We know that there are plenty of times, and Steve will talk about this more when he gives his talk about feeling tone, but we know that there are plenty of times when we recognize something as being pleasant and we try to hang on to it, or unpleasant and we try to get rid of it, or we identify with something about our body or body sensations and have a sense of, oh, this is all about me. And I think we're all aware of those times, you know, when the feeling is that whatever is going on with our body or with physical objects is all about me or my experience. You know, for example, when we're sitting, this often comes up when we start to feel something uncomfortable and we have these feelings about, oh, my body is so achy, my body doesn't feel good. Or we have these feelings about, oh, you know, my body just is too inflexible. I shouldn't be sitting cross-legged like this. My body doesn't look good enough in my Zoom picture as I'm sitting here with this group, we might even start feeling. Or if we have pleasant feelings in the body, we might have this sense of, oh, I'm getting better at this. I'm becoming a good meditator now. So all of this kind of story of me can arise from a feeling in the body. And we all have our own versions of this, but I think we're all familiar with the different ways a feeling of me can be associated with our physical meditation experience. And we might also notice that when the sense of me starts to get wrong, starts to get strong, there's not just awareness of form, but all those other aggregates start to come into play. All these thoughts and memories and liking and not liking. So it's sort of, we start to get identified and we start hanging on and the whole ball of wax starts. And before we know it, there we are, you know, going from throbbing, aching to, oh my God, I'm inflexible. I should be going to all these yoga classes. And this is a familiar thing for all of us. And so as we begin to notice the times when we're clinging and identifying with our body experience and making them a story, we can start to see how this sense of self forms out of the aggregates. So far I've been talking about how we might experience form during meditation, but of course we're also experiencing form all the time in our everyday lives. And we also develop a sense of who we are based on our relationships with those everyday forms. For example, you know, a lot of our identity can be wrapped up in our body, how it looks, what it can do, if we think it's attractive or unattractive, young or old, strong or weak, all of that stuff. And then when the body changes, as we age, as we get sick, we can be really upset about what's going on and have this sort of real confusion about who we are. And in the same way, we can define ourselves based on other objects around us. You know, we get a sense of who we are from our possessions, from the kind of house we have, the clothes we wear, the car we drive, or the fact that we don't drive a car, the people we associate with, all these different kinds of things contribute to our sense of the type of person we are. So this is something else to look at in addition to investigating form in our formal meditation on the cushion or maybe in walking meditation. We can take a little time to reflect on this aspect too. Our relationship with form in everyday life and, you know, what things contribute to your idea of who you are? What things maybe are you clinging to that maintain a sense of who you feel you are? And we can reflect, too, as you kind of identify some of these things, how the things we identify with are impermanent, too, and subject to change. Of course, we know the body ages, gets sick, gets well, eventually dies. The objects around us change, break down, disappear. And so we might also reflect on the fact that if our sense of self is based on things that are so changeable and impermanent, how solid and permanent can that be? So these are some thoughts about investigating this first aggregate of form.